Harper Audio presents Destiny's Captive by Beverly Jenkins, performed by Thomas Penny. Prologue. 1874. Pacific Ocean, off the coast of San Francisco.
Hold him while I teach him some obedience.
The knife sliced through the cheek of 18-year-old Noah Yates, and the searing pain made him cry out as he struggled against the three men keeping him in place.
Your face is too pretty anyway.
Captain Alfred Simmons chuckled malevolently, holding the bloody blade in his hand.
My mother will pay for my release,
Noah pleaded, hating that he was begging, but it was all he had. The watching crewman laughed and a voice rang out,
Got us a mama's boy, don't we?
She as pretty as you,
another yelled. Bruised from all the fighting he'd done since being shanghaied last evening, Noah Yates was weary, and yes, afraid of what might happen next. His older brothers, Logan and Drew, were undoubtedly turning San Francisco upside down in an effort to ascertain his whereabouts, but they'd never find him, not on a ship far out at sea. His fate, and that of the others unwillingly forced aboard the ship, rested in the hands of the foul-breathed Captain Simmons.
I'm going to ask you one more time. Do you want to sign on with my crew?
No.
Take him below decks and put him in irons. He'll change his tune. Bring that next one over here.
So Noah was dragged below decks and chained to the floor by his wrists and ankles. Earlier, the captain expressed an aversion to confiscating religious items, so he'd let Noah keep the gold.